And we're also keeping an eye overseas on the terrible news that 4 U.S. troops have been killed by a massive suicide bomb attack in Syria. We'll look closer. But meanwhile, to the shutdown. The Trump administration has called back around 50,000 federal workers, including from the IRS and FDA, to work without pay during the now 26-day shutdown, which doctors say may soon impact opioid addicts. Doctors treating addicts with Suboxone to manage addictions have to get approval from the now closed Drug Enforcement Administration. Dr. Anthony Martinez is with the Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo, New York. And doctor, first of all, remind us, what is Suboxone?
Right. Suboxone is a combination of buprenorphine and naloxone, the same medication that we utilize to actually reverse the effect of opiate. When taking appropriately, your body doesn't actually absorb the naloxone part. When it activates your opiate receptors in your body, it only partially activates them. So it prevents cravings, but there's a low risk of overdose potential.
Okay. And it still gets people through the urge for opioids, heroin or other opioids.
Right. It helps to prevent the acute abstinence period when they may be in withdrawal. But with long-term use, it also helps to prevent cravings. So one of the things that we utilize is medication-assisted therapies such as Suboxone and buprenorphine in conjunction with other modalities such as behavioral therapy and group therapy, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, we understand that you've now prescribed Suboxone to about 95 patients there in the Buffalo area. But you predict that that could go to 100 soon, in which case you'd have to get a waiver or start turning people away. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We actually, as of today, we have 97 patients okay. currently on therapy, and we have 6 patients that are waiting, but we're quickly, obviously, coming up against that 100-patient cap. We have submitted the waiver, but now it hinges on the DEA's approval.
Yeah, well, and we understand Buffalo had 9 overdoses and 3 deaths from opioids last weekend alone.
That's right. We had it was reported locally that we had in a 48-hour period, we suspect that there was a load of heroin that was cut with fentanyl, and we had 9 overdoses with 3 deaths. That's correct.
Okay. So what are you going to do? Are you going to have to tell opioid addicts that you're not going to be able to treat them with Suboxone until the shutdown stops, I'm presuming, those that go over the number you already have as it approaches 100?
Yeah, we're very mindful of the cap. That said, we also don't want to turn patients away. There's other options for medically assisted therapy, but one of which is methadone. The problem is that there's very few clinics in our area for methadone, and there's a long wait list. There's a medication called Vivitrol, which is an injectable form of naltrexone. But the problem with that is that patients often have to be abstinent from any opiate for anywhere between 7 to 14 days. Mm. And for a lot of patients, that's an eternity. It's a long time to wait.
Right.
We've had some community support and some other providers that have come forward and are willing to utilize spots on their own waivers to help us while we're in this situation.
Look, we are reading that the number of opioid deaths actually fell in Erie County despite this, you know, terrible last weekend's toll. But last year, the number fell. Do you think Suboxone was a part of that? And do you worry that that number is going to change the longer the shutdown goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's definitely, it's a multifactorial reason why that number is on the decline. There's been a huge commitment by the county, by the state, to educate patients and educate providers, to provide naltrexone kits. We've seen an uptake in the number of physicians applying for waivers. But the initial cap is only 30 patients. So if you're a new prescriber, in the first year, you're only allowed to treat 30 patients.
And why is that?
When buprenorphine therapy began in around 2000, there was legislation that mandated an 8-hour training course, and then these restrictions came into play at that point. But it's never really evolved as we, you know, have become more and more embedded in this opiate crisis. We still have these caps, which is seemingly backwards, because when you consider that there's no caps on the number of patients that we're allowed to treat with potentially addictive and potentially fatal opiate-based pain medications, yet we're restricted on the amount of patients that we can treat with a medication that can help this problem with much less addiction and overdose potential. So it brings to light the bigger issue, which I think is, why do we have these waiver guidelines to begin with?
Is it because they are afraid it might be abused because some people get dependent on it?
Any opiate-based pain medication, it could be abused. They were initially afraid that people would prescribe it incorrectly and precipitate opiate withdrawal. But there's other medications such as Vivitrol that are available that carry the same risk, and there's no restriction on that.
Dr. Anthony Martinez of the Erie County Medical Center. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.